Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 245. Courage also comes with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. Courage also comes with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. I thought this would be a great topic to discuss because it's very easy to look at individuals going after a dream, building a business, building a brand, writing a book, doing anything, creating a podcast, doing anything, and seeing that courageous act of being in the arena and making something happen and doing it every day and thinking that that person never has any fears or doubts. And I want to assure you, they do. Now, there's a range. I'm sure some have less than others, you know. And the sheer act of doing anything will outperform the fear. It will outdo the doubt. However, it doesn't mean that we are always fearless in the moment that something arises or that we're doing something that we don't necessarily, it's still early, or there's just a whole bunch of variables we're not sure of yet, or we're pushing new boundaries of things we've never done before, and we're figuring out all the different roles and all the different responsibilities, all while making life decisions to the best of our capabilities, and hopefully making better and better and better decisions each time, because, you know, the better to not repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. I mean, have grace for the ones that you do, but keep trying to figure out until you conquer them. But courage comes with a lot of doubt. It can come with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. And I was having some different reflective moments, some because just... Well, one from a post that I put up yesterday, and maybe I'll play that like quick clip. It was from a music artist who passed several years ago, Mac Miller, and he was just talking about if you have a creative mind, it's easy to have a lot of doubt at times because you're creating something new, or you're bringing your soul's expression, your interpretation, and your perspective into something that is, you know, it you're the blueprint, right? That you're not operating off of another manual. Maybe you're operating off of God's manual for you, but like you get what I'm saying. And so and that's what kind of sparked this. And then it was funny, I was having a day today, not gonna lie, I was having a day today where my computer completely crashed. It's my favorite computer. I have it like completely, just like all arranged in a way that everything is in its place and it does everything and whatever, and it completely crashed. It's done. Now, luckily for anybody that's listening, I was like, ooh, shit, like all good. Everything's backed up. It already was backed up. So lesson for you all, be prepared. Always be prepared. This goes back to the whole predictability in an unpredictable world. I did the preparation work up front, so I'm all good there. Now, there, you know, it wasn't exactly timely, as I've got enough investments going on right now into different things. Plus, on top of that, there were a whole bunch of other things that bombarded me all at the same time that were requiring, you know, some additional attention and finances and all these things. And you can just get into these moments where you're like, shit, man. You know, like that's a lot. It's a lot. And luckily, the place I'm in now compared to even like a year or two ago, I mean, it's funny. I was so calm. I definitely got tired because it's an energy that was tiring. But I was very calm, and I wasn't worried the way I maybe used to. It was nice to see at a new level for that particular, you know, subject matter, if you will, where there was a whole bunch of things and all at the same time and all the in my attention and, you know, a bunch of financial, you know, where it, like, needs your attention, like, hey, take care of this right now, right? And, you know, it's so easy then from tiring energy to experience in that moment, like, you know, what the hell moment, like, you know, and just... And even go into an energy that's just not going to help you, right? You work through it anyways. You do it anyways. And so all these things, this is what made me think about this. So I'm going to play the clip real quick from Mac Miller that I put on my Instagram post. If you guys want, if you haven't seen already the post, it was the one from Saturday. You can hear it, but here's Mac Miller. Hopefully it's not too loud here. Hang on.
Mind, you're gonna doubt a lot of things. Insecurity is all completely normal, especially with your own work, because it's an extension of yourself. You gotta like just start being cool with letting people get to know you on a deeper level.
So what I loved about that clip, very, very simple, very quick, right? And he said, if you have a creative mind, like insecurity can definitely creep in. And it's normal. And I love that he was just saying that, like, it's also because, you know, the first point I wanted to bring up in here, because I've got about five of them, which is if you have a creative mind, you're going to show something that hasn't been shown before because it's coming from your soul. You may doubt your interpretation of what you're creating. You may be doubted by others until it gets to a place that has visible success, quote unquote. And until it's really gotten to a place, you know, that the world can understand, right? And so imagine that you're creating something from nothing, but from your soul, from this, you know, divine, you know, the divinity coming through you, right? And first of all, that takes immense courage, and I want you to give yourself a lot of props. I want you to give yourself a lot of credit for that. That alone puts you ahead of a majority of the people. I wish more people did it. I pray more people do it. But going after something that means something to you takes an immense amount of courage, not just for the courage to actually do the initial action, but for all of the people who are not, unfortunately, they can throw a few, you know, ideas into your head. For the things you don't even know about and that you're still trying to work through and figure out. And you're dancing with life. You're dancing with unpredictability, uncertainty. And it's all deepening your faith in yourself, your trust, your confidence. You're in the process. You're having to do the work. But it comes with a lot of doubt, man. It's very possible. And that's why I said courage comes with, it also comes with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. You may doubt your initial interpretation of what you're doing because it's never been done before. Your particular way. Your way. You may be playing in an arena or in a discipline that, of course, has been done by millions of people. But your way of doing it has never been done before. So give yourself a lot of grace. And there may be a lot of doubt. Do it anyways, right? The second point I wanted to bring up is you're going to feel like giving up. You will. I'd like to say you won't. And if you don't ever, then I truly applaud you. I have had plenty of moments that I'm like, that's it, I'm done. I'm done. I know that might be hard to imagine. Because you're like, well, no, like, look at all these things that you're doing. Yeah, but look at all, but for the things that work out and feel so right and feel so aligned, that is the result of thousands of things that did not work out on top of who knows how much money I've invested over however many years, from education to your mastery to your work to, like, to all the things, right? To hitting glass ceilings where you keep getting to these like places where you're like, I want to break through this particular moment, but I'm just not, you know, or that stagnation to, you know, the pivots, the iterations, this isn't working, so I got to try this. You know, you're dealing with, that's why, you know, I've told you all that we can call it on the surface level rejection. I call it opportunity and I call it redirection, but the idea of rejection sure can feel like that. You're not alone. None of you are alone. We all go through this, you know? And it's been interesting. The deeper, though, the relationship I have with God and the deeper I've been going in that relationship, it's been like those feelings of giving up at different times in the different stuff that I used to do, or even as I was working on my own vision, like the newest, the where I'm at now, I don't feel like that anymore. I don't get that, like, in that. It doesn't mean I still don't have those moments. Just to let you know, because I want the human, I want us to all relate to each other. I want us to all connect on that topic. But what I mean by that is that I've noticed that there were moments in my life where I felt more like giving up from the things that I knew I needed to still keep doing, mostly because I felt like I was doing them myself, or I was like, I was separated from God. I was separated from my soul, meaning I was trying to do so much on my own in this physical world that I needed to learn how to let go, which can be very difficult. That's also a very courageous act, by the way, for any of you. Like, you letting go and not being fully in control, you know, and allowing what's for you to kind of mold and shape, to allowing yourself to allow God to bring more to you and help you, and having the humility to say, all right, God, you know what? Like, I need your help. Can you imagine how good God feels every time you're like, God, I need help? Oh, thank you for asking. Here, I got you. Right? So I just, you know, there's enough things in the external to really pound at your vision. You got to keep going. There's enough things in the external to make you, you know, separate from yourself. Reconnect. There's enough things to come at you to think like, oh, maybe this isn't working out. No, I assure you it is. I assure you it is. It absolutely is. And the funny thing is while I know that I would never give up, just because, like, I also kind of believe in this, not kind of, I believe in the philosophy. If, as long as you stay in the game, you're going to win. That's it. As long as you stay in the game of whatever you're building, whatever you're creating, whatever you're doing, no matter how many different ways it takes shape and form over however many decades, as long as you stay in the game, you win. You win, you win, you win, period. You win. As long as you stay in the game. So those moments where you're like, you know what? Like, you want to throw in the towel? Take a break, take a deep breath, and toss up to God. And, you know, just remind yourself, like, oh, wow, like, it's going to feel like this sometimes, because you're pressing past new boundaries, and you're creating new things, and you're allowing new stuff to come through. And this will then really, it'll lead to this third point I wanted to bring up, which is you will not always be ready, because how could you be ready for the things you never expected? You will not always be ready, because how could you be ready for the things you never expected? And I think that's a key point right there, because you can get hit, right? All of a sudden something comes out of nowhere. You can feel sideswiped, and then it's easy to doubt. And you have to have that courage and do it anyways. And I said, a point that I made right here that I want to share with you guys is that you will get better at anticipating what might come, so you'll be a bit more prepared for most things, but you will still be thrown a curveball or two. You will get better at anticipating what might come, so you'll be a bit more prepared for most things, but you still will be thrown a curveball or two. So there's this relationship with the unexpected and uncertainty. This is my whole point, is that like the unpredictable is very predictable, because it's always going to be happening, right? So after a while, you realize how you do one thing is how you do everything, how you prepare, how you do things for yourself, knowing that anything is possible. You solidify yourself a lot more, and you know, like, as the saying goes, it doesn't get easier, you just get better, right? So you'll get better at anticipating, because the longer you're in the game and the longer you've just constantly dealt with uncertainty, the more you know that it'll come. So you're more prepared. But there's still going to be curveballs. There's still going to be things that you never saw coming. And that's why you have to solidify your mind and your body and your soul. And you have to have, you know, some sort of a practice and an inner guidance you know, whether it's through journaling, meditation, prayer, connecting with yourself, connecting with God, like, you know, breath work, whatever it might be, you have to get to know yourself to a place that when the things that are unexpected come, you'll still have the courage to face them, even when you have a lot of doubt. And the fourth point I want to bring up is that the uncertain is your path to faith. The uncertain is your path to faith. I call it a trust fall with yourself, a trust fall with God. I gave a keynote a few years back and I said, it's a trust fall with God. Because someone said, like, how do you know? I'm like, it's a trust fall with God. The uncertain is your path to faith. How do we solidify faith? Well, I know that the deeper I have this relationship with my soul and with God and my creative and entrepreneurial path, and also my path as, you know, making myself a better and better man, that as the uncertain things come, watching myself and how I deal with them more and more and more reveals that much more about my character and the person I'm becoming. You will make mistakes. You will not know what to do. You will have to make a lot of changes. But that will create you, right? And the other part about the uncertain is your path to faith is that there's a lot of things that I realize, like, I don't think it's actually, and I've said this before on the podcast, I don't think it's as complex as we humans make it. I think God's is like, oh no, like here's what I want for you. You know, like I can feel it. I can feel that voice inside. Sometimes it's like, hey, just focus on this right now. Like, oh no, but I got to do these things over here. Like, no, I already told you, just focus right here. So my act of letting go, I'm like, you know what? We'll do it your way. I'm just going to focus on these things right here. And it's tricky, right? Because the mind, like, there could be a lot of doubt in that. You're like, but what about all these other things? And should I be doing this? And isn't that the responsible thing to do? And what happens if this doesn't work out? And you could have a million different things going on in your head. And so it is a trust fall with God because I'm like, you know what? I felt God say it. And, you know, he's batting 1,000. So I'm just going to move in that way anyways. So, and then I do it. And it's so fascinating to watch that relationship, because as I do it, there's like a calmness in the feeling, and then I actually see these results and I'm like, wow, like how much am I making it complex when I don't listen? And I feel like the reason why we sometimes have this hard time trusting the unknown, the uncertain, is because we can't see it, and the human in us wants to know the outcome from a tangible physical already given the result real world versus the knowing and the intuitive of, you know, it's going to work out, you know, it's going to be fine. And then trusting, right? And then the final point I wanted to bring up about this idea of courage also comes with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. You may worry about whether or not it will turn out okay. You may worry about making the right decision. You may fear making the wrong one. You may be having a string of losses, quote unquote. I call them quote unquote losses because they only look like losses. They feel like losses, and they also feel like rejections, but they're also redirections, and they're also helping you iterate and decide on doing something different. You may be hit with expense after expense after expense. Have the courage to do it anyways and keep going. And that's the message. You may worry about whether or not it will turn out okay. You may worry about making the right decision, right? Any of you ever like, you know, I gotta make these decisions. You know, I gotta make sure it's the right one. You may fear making the wrong one, which is why you worry about making the right one. Make one anyways. I'll cap it off, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but my father, God rest his soul, I love that man. He, you know, when I was 4 years old, I remember we were in a store. This is back in New York, and we were in a store, and he was going to buy something for me, and there was one of two toys. I had one in my right hand, one in my left hand, and he's like, you know, pick one. And I was like, I can't. I want them both. And he's like, son, you have to make a decision. I'm 4 years old, right? 4 or 5 years old. And he's like, son, you got to make a decision. And I'm like, but I want both. And he's like, well, sometimes you can only get one. And I was like, but I don't want to make the wrong decision. He's like, neither one will be wrong. Choose one, you know, and go with it. You know, imagine my father is telling me I'm 4 or 5 years old, you know, but he's just like, son, like life is full of decisions. Just make one. You'll be fine. Make one. And, you know, and that's how it always be. Sometimes it'll be right, sometimes it'll be wrong, but it will always all work out. It will always all work out. Pick one. I loved him for doing that at such a young age because, like, he was always teaching me, like, you're going to have to make decisions for yourself. Thank God I had a figure early on in my life tell me that, too. By the way, that does not make it easy every time I've had to make decisions, just so you were aware. Just because I got that taught at a very young age, therefore my whole life, every decision must have been easy. Are you kidding me? not even close. Now, again, as I'm getting more spiritual and further in my connection with my soul and with God, yes, decisions are becoming much easier because my clarity is through the roof. It doesn't always make them all easy. And sometimes there's doubt. I do it anyways. So I just wanted to share that quick little bit of information with you that, you know, you may worry about making the right decision. You may fear making the wrong one. Do it anyways. You may be having maybe a few losses, one right after the other, just feeling like, man, this happened. Now this happened. Now this happened. Okay. Go deeper. Like, dig down. Do it anyways. Look at it. What do you need to do differently? What can you change? Where can you pivot? What can you make happen differently? And, you know, without force, right? Because there's also that dance that we're having with our soul. Like, what can you do differently? What can you ask humbly for the creator to provide an answer to you for? What can come through from your soul and your intuition that can say, you know what? Hey, I want you to look over here instead, right? Have the courage to do it anyways, to keep going. Courage also comes with a lot of doubt. Do it anyways. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you always for tuning in. Please check the show notes for any applicable links for you. There's the Clarity Workshop in there. If you are looking for clarity, it's a free workshop. There's the Right Design Build workshop I have for, like, managing your creativity and scaling it in the digital world. That's my whole background. If you have any questions, you can reach out about that. Our creator community, if you are listening to this and it is a Monday, we have Monday live calls. You can sign up right now. You can sign up anytime throughout the week. We would love to have you. It's growing. It's an amazing community. We're sharing all kinds of resources, keeping our minds in the game, executing on everything. We got some really cool stuff coming up in there too as well. Thank you. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. It really does help. And please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.